Good afternoon. My name is Trey Portier. I'm a master's student at the University of Georgia in the Department of Entomology. And I'd like to thank Drs. Abney, Taves, and Roberts for serving on my committee. And today I'm going to talk about the planting date influences, thrips infestations, and management programs in Georgia cotton. Thrips are a predictable and consistent insect pest of cotton in Georgia. And the main species of thrips that you will see on cotton seedlings will be tobacco thrips. They begin by feeding on the bottom side of the cotyledons and then will move into the terminal when present. They can cause damage such as curled or malformed leaves, delayed maturity, stunted growth, and in severe cases, stand loss and loss of apical dominance. And so on the right side of your screen, the top picture, that would be no damage. One below that, you start to see a little crinkled or malformed leaves. And the third picture down is really crinkled malformed leaves and some stunted growth, a little delayed maturity. And then the last picture is loss of apical dominance, and you will start to see what they call crazy cotton after that. So once the cotton seedling is growing rapidly and reaches the fourth leaf stage, the thrips are rarely of economic injury. And also the seedling growth rate affects thrips injury. So the faster the cotton seedling is growing, the less susceptible it is to thrips. And the slower the cotton seedling is growing, the more susceptible it will be to thrips injury. And field observations suggest that thrips infestations are greater on earlier planted cotton. So our objective of this study was to quantify the effect of planting date on thrips infestation and injury potential, and to define optimal thrips management programs to maximize economic returns. And this is an aerial view of my trial that was located in Tifton, Georgia. So looking at the methods, plots were 4 rows wide, 30 feet long. They were arranged in a 3-way split plot design with 4 replications. Our main plots were planting date, and in 2015 and 2016, we had 9 planting dates. We started in mid-late April and planted weekly until mid to early June. We then split the planting dates with an at-plant insecticide. Untreated would be fungicide only. Treated would be gaucho or imidacloprid, and is active for 14 to 21 days after planting. We then split the at-plant insecticide with a foliar insecticide. Untreated would be no foliar, or orthene would be the treated acephate, and that's applied at a timely first true leaf spray. We obtained a lot of data from this trial, from height and nodes at several different times, biomass, yield, but today we're going to talk about thrips counts and thrips damage ratings. Thrips counts, we sampled them twice per week, every Monday and Thursday, until we reached the fourth true leaf stage. Now we took 5 plants at random from each plot, submerged them into a 70% cup of ethyl alcohol. We then took those cups back into the lab and counted the thrips using a microscope. We also kept the adults for future species identification. And here recently we have just finished up IDing the 2016 untreated plots, and the majority of the adults were tobacco thrips. And talking about thrips damage ratings, this is a visual rating. We took this at 14, 21, and 28 days after planting, but today we're going to focus on 21 days after planting. This is a 1 to 5 scale, 1 being no damage, 5 would be dead plants, and 3 is moderate but acceptable. We analyzed our data using the ARM7 with analysis of variance and a mean separation LSD of 0.05. This graph is thrip infestations by calendar date, and this is just untreated plots in 2015. So on the bottom we have a sample date, and that's the date that we sampled thrips. Some we sampled 4 plots, and some we may have only sampled 8. Or we sampled 8 plots, we added those together. And so then we figured out the tobacco thrips from egg to adult was 238 degrees days at 10.5 degrees Celsius, which is about 50 to 51 degrees Fahrenheit. And we observed 4 field generations. Now you can see in early May to the end of May, it took 20 to 16 days to complete a generation. Then when the temperatures increased, we saw it only took 14 days to complete a generation. And we saw a peak around generation 2, we're on generation 2 around May 28. This is the same graph, we just added the 2016 data, which is the red line. As you can see, the thrip populations were not as high in 2016. But we also saw a peak about 10 to 12 days earlier, around May 14th. And looking at this graph, especially in 2015, it looks like you could plant your cotton at the end of April and avoid the high thrips populations in late May. However, you have to remember what I said about the cotton seedling growth rate. The slower your cotton plant is growing, the more susceptible it's going to be to thrips damage, and the faster your cotton plant is growing, the less susceptible it will be to thrips damage. Now, instead of sample date on the bottom, we have plant date. 2015 is still the blue line. The red line is 2016. This chart explains on one plant date how long it took that plant date to reach four true leaves. On April 20th, we ranged from 31 to 28 in 2015 to 2016. And as the temperatures increased, you can see we got down to 21 to 24 days after planting. So on April 20th, we extended our window by up to 10 days because gaucho is only active for 14 to 21 days after planting. This chart is the 2015 cumulative thrips counts. We actually had a three-way interaction in 2015. So we have plant date on bottom. We added the total number of thrips that we sampled for that plot. That's how we have it broken up. Blue would be no at plant, no foliar. Red's gaucho, no foliar. Purple is no at plant, ortheme, one leaf. And then yellow would be gaucho, ortheme, one leaf. And we're going to remove the no at plant, ortheme, one leaf because that is not a viable recommendation to growers. So we have removed that treatment, and we have also placed asterisks on top of the bars. This means that we have a significant difference with the treatment directly to the left. So on April 20th, the gaucho, ortheme, one leaf was significantly different than gaucho. We then broke this down into high, moderate, and low risk or management regions. And in 2015, our high was from April 20th to around May 10th. You can see there that supplemental foliar spray of ortheme was needed. Just the seed treatment was not enough. And then if you look in the moderate box, due to scouting, you may or may not need the supplemental foliar spray. And then in the low, just the seed treatment. So this is the 2015 thrips damage rating. This was a visual rating. And again, the scale was 1 to 5, and that will be on the left-hand side of your screen. The red line on 3, that is anything 3 or above, is unacceptable. And you can see in the high region, whenever we used the supplemental foliar spray, that kept us below the 3. In the moderate, just the gaucho kept us below the 3. And in the low, we see no significant difference between gaucho and ortheme. And looking at the 2016 cumulative thrips counts, again, our thrips, we did not have as many as we did in 2015. So our bar was kind of, our high box was kind of moved to the left. It was from 18th of April now to around the beginning of May. And in the high, you can see that we did have a significant difference using the supplemental foliar spray. Moderate, the gaucho had a significant difference, and in the low, we see no significant difference between gaucho or ortheme. And in 2016, we did not have a three-way interaction. This year, we had a two-way interaction between plant date and foliar. And then looking at the 2016 thrips damage ratings, nine of the nine no at plant, no foliar were above the unacceptable line. When using the foliar in the high risk, we were below the 3. A moderate, you can see that the gaucho was below the 3. And in low, we had no significant difference between gaucho or plus the ortheme one leaf. So our summary, planting date influences plant growth rate, thrips infestations, and associated injury. Peak dispersals and development of thrips varies from year to year, as you saw in 2015 versus 2016. We did observe four generation of thrips in our 2015 trial, and generation 2 was the highest. The peak occurred 12 days earlier in 2016 than we saw in 2015. And plant development was slower on earlier planted cotton, which extended our thrips susceptible window by up to 10 days compared with the later plant dates. And slow-developing plants are also more sensitive to thrips feeding compared with rapidly growing plants. And our data demonstrates that more aggressive management is needed on earlier planted cotton like the high-risk boxes. And I'd like to say thanks to the Georgia Cotton Commission for the funding. And with that, I'll take any questions. The question was, on the earlier planted cotton, was the foliar spray an automatic? I would say in 2015 it was definitely an automatic, but in 2016, for growers, just because of the risk, I would call it automatic in the high risk boxes, but you could have done scouting in the earlier, on 2016.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Minutes before the next speaker.